Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me for another installment of Hawaii's Slowest Rising podcast. Hope you all are doing fine and well. We are one day in to the federal government lifting face mask requirements on public transportation, including flights, airlines, yeah, buses, trains, trolleys, gondolas, yeah, subways. So, yay, freedom! It's actually really good news, though, because my wife is about to travel. She's about to go to the Big Island. And it just makes it that much more comfortable that masks aren't required everywhere you fucking go now. And I say that with a little bit of skepticism, thinking that this is just some sort of political ploy to make everybody happy with their leaders and their states, so that way people can get reelected. We may even get like 2 years of this shit. We may even get this into the 2024 election. And then once whoever gets into power, That's what, who fucking, sorry, I just got a text message on my watch. We were discussing the winner of the recent Pheno hunt. But yeah, not to get sidetracked, let me finish that thought. Yeah, this whole freeing up the masks and shit is just a way for them to garner votes come election time. And then once that's done, they'll probably slide right back into the old ways of masks everywhere and show your vaccination cards or negative tests. So we'll see. But for now, it's good. I'm happy. If you still want to wear your mask, you're completely allowed to do that. Nobody is telling you don't have to wear a mask. And I think with that in mind, those people should not be telling people, or they should just shut their mouth already. Don't say anything about people not wearing masks. It's too late. You're done. You had your chance to be a bossy fucking dickhead to complete strangers on the street and in the grocery store about not wearing a mask or whatever the fuck. And now a lot of people have lost that ability. It's like a superpower just being stripped away from them. Now they're just normal people. Like all these Karens are now, are they just now like Susans or Barbaras? Can we start calling middle-aged white women by their normal names? But anyway, that text from on the group thread of the production crew of the other podcast I do, Everyone Knows You're High. Be sure to check it out on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you find podcasts. But we did a Pheno hunt recently. This episode's going to be released shortly. But in case you don't know what that is, a Pheno hunt is where someone who has a proclivity for growing cannabis grows a bunch of different plants and from the same seeds and the same strain, but they're looking for one specific trait, and they refer to it as like a pheno. It has like all the qualities you're looking for in a strain. Because apparently, you might plant 10 sour diesel seeds and get 10 plants with 10 completely different attributes. So basically what it is, it's a blind taste test to find the winner. And we did have 10 different phenos, as they're referred to. So that was a fun episode. We had the Hawaiian Alchemist. Shout out to Topher, local chef extraordinaire. Cooked us an amazing dinner. And then we all sat down and tasted a bunch of tasty weed and helped the grow guru narrow down the overall winner. And there was a consensus. That's what that text was about, asking which one in the jar was which, because they're all numbered and lettered, so we wouldn't know which one it is. And then later Kalei compiles all the results of our in-depth, thorough, scientific reviewed, not peer reviewed, just singularly reviewed fucking feedback and scoring for each one. So that was pretty cool. We've done it before in the past, actually. We've done one on Everyone Knows You're High. I forget who was on that one. Did we have a guest? I don't think we did. But not on camera anyway. And then way back in the day, we did one on Voices from the Planet. And actually, Topher was there because he cooked for us on that one too. But yeah, so fucking go check that shit out. I'm super good at promoting the things I do, if you couldn't tell by now. Very enthusiastic about self-promotion. Speaking of the grow guru, though, here's an update on my grow. It's not going so well. My plant looks pretty sad. It looks like the fucking Christmas tree from Charlie Brown. I tried to take care of that spider mite issue I had. It seemed to be working. However, I think I waited too long. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just can't get with the light schedule. And I'm realizing that the discipline and general interest in wanting to grow weed is just, it's not there. So, probably going to return all this equipment, these lights, back to the grow guru. Maybe I'll give them to Turtle Doves. But yeah, I'm not going to need this shit anymore. I don't want to do this. I want my studio back. I want room to play my drums and space to move around. I can't. This fucking light takes up so much goddamn room. But I'm sorry. The guru is probably going to not be too happy with me. But it's not for everybody. I tried it with minimal effort. I know the saying is a Yoshimoto always tries their best, but I gave the best effort I could with what I could do and the time and energy and all that shit. And I kind of knew from the beginning, I think I said, like, it seems like a lot of work. And they're like, no, it's not a lot of work. But a little bit of work seems like a lot of work when you got a lot of other work going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry. I'm going to see what happens. I'll try, but it doesn't look good, folks. And again, to my guru, I'm sorry. I apologize. But it's just not for me. Okay, here's something controversial. I just watched The Batman on HBO Max. And I fucking liked it. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you already know that I'm a huge Batman fanboy. So there really isn't a Batman movie that I haven't liked, not counting George Clooney as Batman. That was just weird. But everything else, like, I'm one of the rare individuals who liked Ben Affleck as a Batman. Everybody thinks he was the worst Batman, but they never mentioned George Clooney. Is he that bad that he's worse than George Clooney, that people forget that we had Batman with nipples? That was definitely the worst Batman, George Clooney. But Ben Affleck was supposed to be like old man Batman, right? But I don't know why everybody's hating on Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, yo. But anyway, so I watched a new one, and it's good. I fucking liked it. I don't have the time or energy to give you the full rundown like some of these other YouTube or fucking podcasts, people who specialize in these sort of topics. But as a fan of Batman, I gotta say, I give it 4 stars. I give it 4 batarangs. And everybody thought that Edward from Twilight wouldn't be a good Batman. But he was a good Batman. Wasn't bad. They did some things different than previous Batmans, like when he takes his cowl off, he still has the black eyeshadow around his eyes. And like old past Batmans, whenever they like rip the cowl off, they obviously have black makeup around their eyes when they're wearing the cowl. But as soon as they pull it off through some sort of bat magic, their makeup has been completely removed. But not this Batman. He lives in reality where bat magic doesn't exist. And Batman looks like he just came from a fucking sweaty rave. And his mascara and eyeshadow just ran all over the place after beating some dudes senseless. It was brutal. There was some good violence in that movie, which was nice because sometimes, I mean, if you look at the George Clooney version, it's very like slapsticky, you know? The colors were just too bright. Like, a darker Batman is always better. And it started that way with fucking, well, not really with, like, Adam West back then, but, like, with the movies with, like, Michael Keaton and Tim Burton. That was a dark Batman. Like, I'm no Batman expert. I'm just, like, a, you know, moderate fan. Maybe a little on the higher end of moderate, but I do have a utility belt, so, I mean, you gotta live it, right? What else? Yeah, it's fucking Merry Monarch Week. So people we know are flying up to Hilo because they're finally having the in-person competition after 2 full years of taking off due to COVID. So that's nice that everybody will be able to gather again in Hilo and that town will see some life. And fucking good timing, too, because with all the restrictions being lifted, people can feel free to, like, do things. It would have sucked to be able to go there and have all these restrictions and mandates still being imposed. So a little bit of freedom is going to feel real good. And Merry Monarch. It's also, happy, I guess, get your words out. Happy early 420, since this will come out before then. And just so you know, in case you're listening, the Vibes in the Valley event has been postponed to a later date to be announced. So if you're planning on going to the event this Wednesday, tomorrow when this comes out, just follow the page to stay up to date on when it will be rescheduled to. So, but yeah, I look forward to some sort of event happening. Apparently, the Everyone Knows Your High production crew has some plans to put me out there and get me out of my tiny, tiny bubble. But it'd be way better if it was on a weekend. That Wednesday thing was killing me. People gotta work, yo. You can't request off on 420 when you're almost 40 years old. That's not a good look. All right. Fuck, it's so short. I don't have much to talk about. Yeah, it was Easter. Easter happened. What else? I mean, I don't have to tell you guys that. You know that already. You guys don't tune in to just hear me tell you about things that happened, days that happened. You guys want to know what's up with the life of this voice from this planet. We didn't do an Easter egg hunt, but one of our neighbors invited all the neighborhood kids to do one, so that was cool. And I'm just fucking not really into Easter. I'm not really into any of these fucking holidays. I kind of just want to convert my family to Jehovah's Witnesses, so we just don't have to like celebrate shit. But we did dye Easter eggs. Some of them came out pretty fucking cool looking, actually. I made this pretty sick cotton candy colored one with pink and blue. But I don't eat fucking hard-boiled eggs, so... Like, if we did the candy thing, I end up eating most of the candy. So in a way, this is kind of a good thing for me. Yeah. So we skipped it. Got them some Easter baskets with like chocolate bunnies and shit. I mean, the Easter bunny did. I don't really think my kids believe in the Easter bunny anymore. He's one of those like, is it a he or a she, the Easter bunny? I don't know. It's one of these more like side character guardians. I know in the movie they tried to make him some main character, but he's not. I mean, come on, it's really just Santa, the Tooth Fairy. Who else? That's pretty much it, right? In Hawaii, we don't have Jack Frost. In Hawaii, we got Pele and fucking Jason Momoa. Yeah, so Easter. That on Easter. Went to iTrampoline. Fucking shit. It's so much fun, but it's like you pay for it the next day. And being almost 40 is a reminder. Your body ain't what it used to be when you were 13 years old and buying a fucking box of potato wedges at Kentucky Fried Chicken just so you could jump around in there. Inflatable bounce house that they had out front without them hassling you because you were a paying customer. Those days are gone. That's a fucking reference to back in the days in YPO Gentry where I grew up. There used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken that for some reason had an inflatable bounce house in the front of it, and we used to want to go and jump in it, but they would always hassle us if we didn't buy anything. So like five of us would split a box of potato wedges, we would grind that shit, and then we would play in the bounce house uninterrupted, unhassled, free and clear for pretty much as long as we wanted to. Nobody fucked with us after that. It's like they bought something, so fuck them. We weren't being, like, too crazy. We weren't trying to, like, break the fucking house down and shit. Sorry for the long pauses. I got this new... Well, not new. I got this vape pen. This cartridge. It's live rosin. Blueberry and something or other. Very tasty. Looks homemade. From a trusted source. Yeah, well, yeah, 420's coming up. You guys got any plans? Hope you're all stocked up and ready to go when the ball drops. Like on 420, do you like have any rituals? Like one fat joint, a ton of, I know a lot of people just probably smoke up like crazy. It's probably a little bit overkill. But I mean, if you've watched Everyone Knows Your High, you know that we're very familiar with overkill. I mean, is it like any other day, really? If you're just kind of an everyday smoker, do you do anything special for 420? Maybe I'll make some fucking infused honey in my tea. I don't know. But I don't know. For like the everyday smoker, I don't think, like, maybe you smoke a little extra on 420 at the end of the day. I don't know. Because like most people, you got to work. Can't just be getting all fucked up at work. So, you know, most sensible people save it till after work. A reasonable time of the evening. Maybe just roll an extra fat one. Maybe you roll a blunt where you normally would just smoke a joint. Maybe you eat two edibles instead of one. I don't know. I don't know how people do these things. I haven't like done a go hard on 420 thing since my 20s, probably. I feel like there's no need. There's nothing to prove anymore. Like, I feel like a lot of that shit is just posturing and bravado. Like, look how much we can smoke.
Man, 420, bro.
But for what? It's wasteful, it seems like. No? I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I'm old and I don't get it. But you young kids, save your lungs while you still got them. Yeah, I guess that's fucking it. It's 23 minutes now. I don't know. I almost was gonna skip doing it tonight. Just because. I don't know. Just like, it's gonna be a busy week at work. And I was like, fuck, I don't really wanna expend the extra mental capacity, just call it a early evening and go to bed. But I'm here for you people every week, come hell or high water or too much dinner. I'm here trying my best with the right amount of effort. But it ain't bad, is it? Fuck, is it horrible? I mean, it has its moments, I feel like. I don't know. I don't know why I'm questioning myself all of a sudden. Anyway, I'm going to fucking leave before I spiral into a bottomless pit of self-doubt. So please be sure to check out the sponsors of the podcast, The Grow Guru and Oahu Garden Supply over in beautiful Waipahu. Go check them out. Check out Pakalolo Seed Molokai on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And you can also check them out on Instagram and check out my boy Bong of Pakalolo Seed. And last but not least, Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry. He's got you hooked up for all your throwback threads. I don't know. The drip game is real with Retro Hawaii. So go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. And thank you again for listening. I have been your host, Eric, and this has been Hawaii's Slowest Rising Podcast, episode number 151. Oh, I should have did some fucking shots, bro, of some Bacardi 151 for the fucking good old days. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace. We'll be right back.
Jackson. I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Apologize a trillion times. Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's popular. We say it's full of ground. Hope that we feel this way forever. You never prove it, prove it, but you can prove it, but you can sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.